The commentary reads, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, teaches us the importance of believing and confessing. We must ask and trust God to save us because of Jesus' death for our sins in order to be saved from the penalty of our sins, which is going to hell. That's a key idea. We must ask and trust God to save us because of Jesus' death for our sins in order to be saved from the penalty of our sins, which is going to hell. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9 makes it clear that we cannot work our way into being right with God. Our only hope is to exercise faith in Jesus' payment for us. Hebrews 12:6 teaches that a great reason for a saved person to strive to live right is to prevent the punishment of God. However, we don't strive to live right in order to be saved or to stay saved. Just like our children are always our children, even when they act in an embarrassing way, so it is with the children of God. God chastises saved people when they do wrong, but he doesn't disown them. That's another key idea. God chastises saved people when they do wrong, but he doesn't disown them. In summary, the four statements in the plan of salvation, remember the key verses, John chapter 3, verse 16, are 1, God loves you and wants to bless your life. 2, your sin separates you from the blessings of God. 3, Jesus' death satisfies your sin debt. And 4, you must accept Jesus as your Savior by faith. If you believe this, then the following prayer of acceptance can be helpful. God, I believe that Jesus died and paid for my sins. Please save me from going to hell because Jesus' death for my sin. Help me to live right. In Jesus' name, amen. Every member is expected to make an informed confession of accepting Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior by faith. That's another key idea. Every member is expected to make an informed confession of accepting Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior by faith. All right, that brings us then to the review questions. The first question says, to be saved, one needs to blank and blank God to save him or her because of blank death for his or her sins. The answer is on the same page at the top of page 9. In the blank you would put, to be saved, one needs to ask goes in the first blank, and trust goes in the second blank. And Jesus's death, actually Jesus's, goes in the third blank. So this line ought to read like this. To be saved, one needs to ask and trust God to save him or her because of Jesus's death for his or her sins. The second question on page 9 says, when saved people sin, God may punish them, but they don't lose their salvation. True or false? That is a true statement. God does punish, but we do not lose our salvation. The third question asks, what is the key verse and four statements that help us understand salvation? Again, you looked up all of the answers on this same page 9. The key verse is John chapter 3, verse 16. And then the four statements are 1, God loves you and wants to bless your life. 2, your sin separates you from the blessings of God. 3, Jesus' death satisfies your sin debt. And 4, you must accept Jesus as your Savior by faith. And then the fourth and final question asks, every member is expected to make a blank blank of accepting Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior by blank. Again, right here on page 9, it says, every member is expected to make an informed, goes in the first blank, confession, goes in the second blank, of accepting Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior by faith goes in the third blank. Every member is expected to make an informed confession of accepting Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior by faith.